Leverage the ancient human power. Language and thought are two sides of the same coin. Your thoughts generate your language. Your language puts thoughts into other people's brains. But language is much more than words. Imagine a group of proto-human monkey people sitting around in a group doing whatever they do, sharpening sticks, digging for bugs, etc. And way off in the distance, a lion is slowly sneaking up on the crowd. All it takes is one of these proto-human monkey people to notice the lion, and then his facial expression sends a powerful warning signal to all the other monkey people. They all spin around to see what the danger is. The lion probably wonders what the F just happened. This is how rapidly a shift in facial expression can control everybody's focus. This kind of thing happened all the time before language was invented. So whenever you are speaking about anything, the words are generally not that important. So long as they're about normal things, the energy beneath the words is what drives thinking and feeling. And as you probably know, we humans are not Vulcans. We are moved by emotions, not logical thinking. So generally speaking, whatever situation you are in, the words are not really that important. It's how you say them. It's the confidence you use, the gestures, the emotional energy, even things like pausing. World-famous comedian Bob Newhart was the master of the well-placed pause. Just one extra quarter second put in the right place would make a so-so joke a very, very funny joke. Most people are so nervous that when they spit out words, it's a haphazard mix of ideas and half-baked thoughts. But if you can speak consciously and deliberately, you can use your words like a musician uses their instrument. This is when random word salad delivered through nervous energy can turn into beautiful emotions delivered through a magical presence, a seductive presence, an unforgettable presence. So even if you're telling a story about a goofy conversation you had with a goofy lady you had at the drive-thru, this can become a side-splitting story told at a party. When you hold that story in mind and deliver it carefully, deliberately, and with measured elegance, this is what makes people remember you. This is what makes people look forward to seeing you again. This is what makes people want to be around you, to enjoy you, to crave you. And this is something that you can begin learning and practicing today. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.